Podcasting from the Instructional Development Center, room 2401 of the Student Commons Building at Heartland Community College. I'm media technologist Tom Corcoran, and this is the IDC Podcast, episode number 48, for the week of December 10th through the 14th of 2007. In this week's IDC Podcast, I'll be interviewing Paul Folger, former IDC director and now political science faculty member here at Heartland Community College. We will be discussing the upcoming Spring 2008 Heartland Faculty Best Practices. For the IDC Podcast for this week, I'll be interviewing political science member Paul Folger. We'll be discussing the Spring Faculty Best Practices for 2008. Welcome, Paul.
Thanks, Tom. Good to be here.
We can go ahead and dive right into it then. When and where is the Faculty Best Practices held?
Yes, it will be the same old place, Tom. It will be in the CCB Community Commons Building, 1406-1407, where it's been the last several years.
Okay. And that is on what date is that going to be?
It's January 10th, which is a Thursday. It's faculty's second day back. I believe the 9th is our first day back, and so we'll have it that next day, the 10th. And it will start about 8 o'clock with some munchies and breakfast-type food. And then the program will formally start right at 8:30, maybe a tad before. And we also will serve lunch to participants from noon until 1. And then IT will be presenting some updates from 1 until 2. So the full day runs roughly from 8 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon on Thursday, January 10th.
Okay. And what should faculty members expect if they come to the Faculty Best Practices?
Great question. We've really tried to listen to faculty comments on our evaluation sheets of the past several best practices. And so what we've really tried to do is set up the best practice so that all of those comments are taken into account. So after breakfast, the first thing that we're going to do from approximately 8:30 to 9:30 is have a keynote speaker. And our speaker is Eli Collins Brown, who recently got her doctoral degree over at Illinois State University. And she's currently the Director of Instructional Technology at Methodist College of Nursing in Peoria. And she's going to be showing us the video that many of you perhaps saw that Patrick Shinville sent around on the YouTube, and talking about what today's students want and what today's students expect out of the classroom. And we hope the keynote will be a nice discussion for us, a nice interactive situation, so that we can think about what it is in terms of our teaching and what it is perhaps in terms of technology or not using technology that we can do in order to reach the current student or the modern student. And then after the keynote, we'll have a series of presentations from faculty members here at Heartland. Professor Nancy Evans in business is going to talk about things that you can do sort of your first day in class to sort of mold and shape positive classroom behavior the way that you want to set the tone for the rest of your semester. Rachel Hills in English and ASC is going to lead a workshop on effective classroom discussion. Terry Mullen is going to talk about the assessment gradebook project. Jane Chapman is going to talk about using case studies in classes, some of the techniques and theory behind it. And then in our morning session, Jennifer Swartart will give some information about the Writing Across the College program from the English department. So what we're doing, Tom, from 8:30 to 9:30 is having just some short sort of 10 to 15 minute presentations about those topics that I just gave you. And then after those introductory topics, we'll have formal breakout sessions from 11 until noon roughly, where you get to decide as a faculty member or a participant which of these sessions you find most interesting, and then you get to get the 50-minute sort of in-depth workshop interactive experience. And our keynote speaker is also going to be giving a workshop at this point from 11 to 12 as well. Then we come back for lunch from noon to 1, and then Doug Mintner and his IT staff will be going from 1 to 2, and they're going to be talking about the Clicker project. I know at past best practices, if you happen to have attended, that we've talked frequently about the use of clickers in the classroom, and they are about to set up and start a pilot project, I believe in the spring, And so they're going to be talking to faculty about the results of what they've been doing so far and what's on the horizon as far as clickers in the classroom is going. And I'm sure IT will have some other comments and updates on things that they're working on as well. So I know that's long-winded, Tom. I haven't let you get a word in edgewise here, but we hope to have a full schedule. One last thing about the schedule here is that our lunch is going to be a Mexican theme. We've gotten several reports that perhaps we can improve or do something with the food, and so we're going to work on having a Mexican theme, and we hope the food is to everyone's liking. There'll be a vegetarian options, as is typical, but we look forward to seeing if we can work with our catering to bring you some good food. So.
Okay, it sounds like quite a full day and interesting day of activities. A couple of more questions I have here for you.
Sure.
Do faculty need to RSVP then if they're going to be attending the faculty best practices?
Yes, we appreciate an RSVP. You absolutely don't have to. Don't feel that you can't come if you haven't RSVP'd. But it helps us with the food count when we're ordering food, and it helps us with the payment and all of that. Marcia Hustis should be sending out an appointment either this week. And we simply ask that if you plan to attend best practices that you click on that appointment and hit accept, and that will give us an idea of how much food to order. So we do ask that you do that. But please, if you have an RSVP'd, come anyway. We'll just share more food, and there's always food left over, so we'll be fine.
Okay. And our adjunct faculty member is going to be at least partially compensated for their time at this event.
Yes, absolutely. It's something that we try to do here at Heartland, is that we recognize how valuable everybody's time is, but we also recognize that adjunct faculty members will be receiving some partial compensation for their time. I believe that the stipend is approximately $30 for the session, give or take. So it's not a whole lot of money, but at least it's a token that we know that you're giving up some time. And we certainly encourage adjunct faculty colleagues to try to make the time, if they can, to come to best practices. It's a great way to meet other members of your department who are full-time, other adjuncts who are perhaps teaching the same kinds of courses that you are. And the day, in general, is just a way for us to talk and celebrate and think about teaching and learning.
Sure. Sounds like an excellent professional development opportunity. Do faculty need to bring any materials or resources with them for these presentations or the breakout sessions?
Not that we know of at this point in time, Tom. Things sometimes are done a little bit on the fly here, so it might change just a little bit. But I think that right now, probably something to write with and maybe something to write on are essentially all that you need. And as is typical, or at least the recent past, we'll have packets for you that will contain any of the readings or any of the handouts that the speakers or that the workshop leaders will deem necessary for you to use. And so I think if you just come with a good attitude and bring something to write on and something to write with, that should pretty well take care of it.
Okay, sounds great. If faculty members have any more questions, who should they contact about the Faculty Best Practices Day?
Oh, there are several people on the committee, but I am heading up the committee, so I might be the best person to call. And again, my name is Paul Folger, and I'm an instructor of political science down in SPSS, and my extension here at Heartland is 8414. And always feel free to email me, too, with questions. And if I can't answer it, we'll get it to other members of the committee who will be able to answer it. And Tom, if I might right now, I'd really like to thank the members of the Best Practices Committee who've been working so hard to make this a good event. Barb McLaughlin-Olson, the chair of the Assessment Committee, and Pete Betts, who is the chair of CAS, they're both on this committee. Lisa Cole, Joe McCauley, Terry Mullen, Jean Marie Taylor, and of course Jenny Kearney, our secretary in ASC. And so all of those folks have been working really hard to bring best practices to you.
Okay. Is there any other items that you'd like to add that we haven't covered yet today?
I don't think so, Tom. I just hope that people will show up, and when you see that appointment, please accept it so that we have a good head count. and think about teaching, learning, technology, what to do your first day of classes, how to engage in effective classroom discussion. Think about the gradebook project and assessment and using case studies, because those will be the themes and the types of things that we'll be talking about, both briefly with the whole group and then in specific workshop sessions between the 11 to noon hour.
Okay. Thank you, Paul, for sharing this information on the faculty spring best practices.
Okay, Tom. Thank you very much.
Again, thank you to political science faculty member Paul Folger for sharing the information about the upcoming spring best practices with us. In closing, I wanted to let everyone know that the IDC podcast will be back for another semester of events, tips, and news about the Instructional Development Center at Heartland Community College after the new year. Be sure to check with our IDC website at www.heartland.edu/IDC for resources, staff hours, and events taking place in the IDC. That's all for this week's IDC podcast. I hope everyone has a great holiday and safe and happy new year.